Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I know a lot of you guys are going to get mad at me, and I'm not the one that's calling this an eating disorder. But apparently, orthorexia is on the rise, and you're going to start seeing that term a lot, especially in headlines this week. And it's basically an eating disorder that is afflicting people that are trying to eat right. Or eat healthier. Ortho means right or straight or correct. Like an orthopedic surgeon has to make the bone right or straight, whatever. Okay, ortho. Exia has to do with appetite and eating. And then like nervosa, there's like something called orthorexia nervosa, which was first coined in the late 90s, I think 1997 by Dr. Bratman. Orthorexia nervosa is the condition that some people might be getting if they get very nervous about eating correctly. Now, I've told you guys that you have to have a level of obsession when it comes to a diet, when it comes to exercise, and you have to come hook or crook, meet those goals if you're going to want to lose weight and exercise. Like, I mean, for me, I have to have my workouts done before I go to bed. I have to brush my teeth before I go to bed. I have to have, you know, done X, Y, and Z. And if I didn't get, let's say, all the steps in, my 10,000 steps, then I have to walk back and forth in front of the house, in the house, until I get those steps, and then I could go to bed. And if not, and if I don't tell myself I have to do that or hit the gym every day or, you know, eat X amount of vegetables or bananas or whatever, I'm not going to do it. So for me, I have to come up with a plan. If you have celiac disease and you can't eat the protein gluten, which is in wheat, you need to be pretty obsessive about finding foods that don't have that in there because you will, unfortunately, have a lot of side effects because you have a gluten insensitivity. If you're a diabetic, you need to always ask about the sugar, you know, composition. You have to, you know what the carbs are. If not, you could, unfortunately, go into a diabetic coma. So you see, you do have to have a religion. You have to have a consistent plan and strategy and stick to it, or you're not going to be a successful diabetic or a successful celiac disease patient. You know, I can't eat onions. And when they describe orthorexia as, you know, well, these people that try to eat clean and avoid something, they have to avoid going out with their friends. They have to avoid everything, and they get scared to death, you know, of eating a food that has a carb or whatever. I got to tell you, man, I'm scared to death of eating an onion. I love onions. I told you what happened. It was before medical school, I could eat raw onions on anything. I love raw onions. I could just eat it like an apple. Love raw onions. Never had a problem. Had a flat stomach. Always, I mean, I could love them. Put on pizza. So I had onion pizza the day before I went up to Reno to go to medical school. That's fine. All of a sudden, I'm in Reno, and I decide to go and have some onion pizza the next week. Boom. Got hugely bloated. Abdominal pain. Felt sick. I'm like, well, gosh, it might be something in the water. Had a burger with onions. Didn't realize it was the onions, of course. I just, you know, ate my normal meal. Had an issue. I would drink water and have issues. And then we finally figured out it was onions. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I just ate onions hours before moving to Reno. What happened? Well, I guess my body decided, just like that, I'm not going to be able to break down onions. So I take Beano now, and I have to be obsessive about that. So if I'm going out and I'm out with friends and whatever, I have to have my Beano. If not, I can't eat anything with onions. And I have that look of fear on my face. Does that mean I have an eating disorder? No. It means I'm scared to death of having bloating, etc. But I got to give Dr. Bratman, who came up with this about 20-some years ago, as well as some of the other researchers, some credit, because I get it. Even though orthorexia is not in the DSM, our psychiatric Bible, and it's not an official diagnosis, they say some of these people with orthorexia, they have compulsive checking of the ingredient list. I mean, we're talking compulsive, like, oh, did I read it wrong? There's really no, you know, that kind of thing, where they're obsessively rereading multiple times. If they cut out a lot of other food groups, healthy food groups, to concentrate on what they're eating. You know, I better not have milk because it has protein, and I'm so afraid that that could trigger my celiac. And you're like, well, milk should be fine. When you are, like, really, really obsessed with other people's food, you avoid the wedding. You avoid huge events in your family. You avoid going out because you're afraid you're going to have a carb. Or you're going to, you know, let's say you want to be vegan, which is fantastic. But you are so afraid that you're going to be around meat that you don't want to go to the Renaissance Fair this weekend, you know, because there's going to be meat. And you're like, I can't look at it. When it starts to affect your life, if it starts to affect work, where, you know, you're kind of bugging all the other coworkers, like, excuse me, can you please not eat tuna fish in front of me? That's when it starts to be a problem because, you know, you might lose your job over your attitudes towards the way other people are eating. And then, of course, if you have body image, you know, concerns. So basically what they're talking about is even eating good and dieting could later spur an eating disorder. Excuse me. So, you know, if you also find yourself depressed and you make this goal, but you're like, you're losing friends, you're having issues at home, you're missing out on weddings and you know, tailgates and all sorts of stuff because you are so afraid of having that carb or having that meat or protein or whatever, then it is a problem. And I kind of like the fact that they brought this up, even though I know a lot of people are going to be really, really mad at the researchers that are trying to call this an eating disorder. But I'm glad it's brought up because I see a lot of people where they are so religious about what they're doing and they've lost some weight and they look great. They got a, you know, six pack and they just look awesome, but they're not happy. And they don't think they could stop because the second they stop, they're going to gain the weight back or they're going to get the bloating or they're going to have the health issues. And so if you do think you fall into this where you're like, I am scared to death to stop because I'm going to rebound, get help. You know, there are a few of you out there. But if you are going to lose weight, you do have to be religious about it. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the U.S. vaping death toll has now risen to 21 as one person has died in Massachusetts. Remember, it was about 18 and then 19 and then I don't know when we had the 20th, but now they're saying 21. And remember, it's not that people are dying all of a sudden, we don't think. It's that I think the reports are coming in. And as the reports are coming in, you know, we're, hearing the latest. And, I don't know if they're revealing when did who die, but have some patience with as we're getting the data, because I don't think we're getting the data quick enough. But right now we're being told that we are at a death toll of 21 lives across 18 states. Now, that is concerning. One is, that's a lot of people dying. Remember, their ages were anywhere from, young 20s to 79. And they've been reported, deaths have been reported in Alabama, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, Virginia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and then two deaths each in California, Kansas, and Oregon. So we're not talking about huge clusters yet, which makes this very difficult for the CDC to figure out who's dying. I mean, a lot of times you guys listen to my show because you want the backstory. So what are doctors saying? What are epidemiologists thinking when we have these headlines? Okay, because on one end, you know, non-science people are probably looking at this as, okay, well, it's just a scare tactic. You know, we're only looking at 21 people. Okay, you know, or other people may be like, okay, that's scary. You're actually dying from this. We don't hear of people who die that quickly from smoking. Smoking kills you. And then some people are thinking, okay, vaping could be more dangerous. But as doctors and epidemiologists, when we look at this and we hear that this is across 18 states and there's one case here, one case there, one case here, we tell ourselves, oh, this is going to be harder than we thought. It would almost be easier if this had happened in one state or a cluster. But when you think of the millions of people vaping, if one died in Alabama, one died in New Jersey, two in California, and California's kind of, you know, highly populated, but zero in New York, this just makes our job harder. So we can't then say, okay, well, you know, people that live in highly polluted areas are more at risk, people who bought at this one vape store. This is spread all the way across. Now, if they could find the underlying, you know, the common denominator, if they could find a common thread to every one of these cases, and they thought they did with the THC oil, but then that kind of got backtracked a little bit when the Mayo Clinic said it looks like a burn injury or a chemical injury. If we could find a common denominator, we could attack this. But when you have a whole bunch of states with only one or two cases, yeah, it's almost like starting from ground zero. Now, the CDC says we're already over 1,000 people suffering from lung damage. So that will allow us to have some more data. Not that that's a good thing, but in epidemiology, it helps us having large number of cases where maybe there's clusters. Now, Massachusetts has enforced the strictest temporary ban on e-cigs, blocking all sales of the devices. States like New York and Michigan have banned flavored e-cigs. So Massachusetts is like all e-cigs are banned. And it's a reactive, it's a reaction that they're doing, because when we don't know what the hell is going on, we kind of do a very blunt assault on the problem. Okay, you know what? Let's just ban e-cigs. Until we figure out what the hell is going on, let's just ban them. Which, honestly, I'm fine with right at this point. If we really don't know what we're doing and you know, cities and states are kind of falling all over each other trying to figure out what's going on and why we have over 1,000 of these illnesses and people are dying and young people are dying, at this point, you know, let's just for now hold off on the vaping. The problem is that's easier said than done. We have a lot of people that have gotten off smoking, and successfully so, and are now addicted to e-cigs. So when you do an all-out ban, just like we're starting to do with narcotics, where it's almost impossible to get a narcotic, people need to go somewhere. So we got to be really, really careful with these stories. For example, here's another story on e-cigs saying that e-cigs may cause cancer. Apparently, exposure to the nicotine from e-cig vapor causes lung cancer in mice. This is a study by the National Institutes of Health, and it's the first to definitively link vaping nicotine to cancer. E-cig vapor causes lung cancer, potentially bladder cancer in mice, by damaging their DNA, and leading researchers at New York University to conclude that vaping is likely very harmful to humans as well. Well, we all knew that, but we kind of needed to know why. When I was telling people vaping's not good a couple years ago, people were like, well, why? Well, now we got something we could say. Well, because, you know, in mice, it causes cancer. Now, how carcinogenic it is it for humans? We don't know. But this was the first study to definitively link vaping nicotine to cancer, meaning rather than vaping marijuana. That's why they're saying vaping nicotine. Most people that vape usually vape nicotine. And I told you how nicotine is carcinogenic in that it will paralyze the cilia, the brush border that kind of spews things out of the lungs. So when you get pollutants that could start to cause lung damage, if your brush border or cilia isn't working, you can't get it out of your lungs. Now, a February study by USC found that e-cig users develop the same molecular changes in oral tissue that cause cancer in cigarette smokers. So remember, there was a study finding that we could be at risk for mouth cancer if we vape. Now, the NYU study found lung and bladder cancer. And they found that the DNA damage prevents you from fixing the DNA damage in lung tissues. So what they did is they took 40 mice, they exposed them to e-cig vapor with nicotine over 54 weeks, 22.5% developed lung cancer, 57% developed precancerous lesions in the bladder. None of the 20 mice exposed to e-cig smoke without nicotine developed cancer over the 4 years. So they think if the vaping liquid didn't have nicotine, it seems safer than nicotine. Now, most people vape nicotine, you know, unless they're really, really trying to get off smoking. So if the average person is vaping nicotine, that's a problem. So now these results kind of heighten the need for more research, all right, according to CNBC. Based on the findings of mice, they have to now extrapolate that to humans. Now, we can't take, you know, people go, why are we so slow to get data? Why are we so slow to figure this out? Well, because you can't take a bunch of humans and subject them to vaping smoke like they did the mice. Because if you do cause cancer in a human, that's a no-no. You're not allowed to hurt people in research. When you do research, you have to go through a lot of training, and you have to, you know, basically promise that you're not going to do a study that hurts people. So then all you could really do is do observational studies or retrospective studies where you go back in time and go, well, this person did this, so this is probably bad. I mean, that's how we figured out that smoking was bad. It took us decades. But we were like, wait a second, all these people have lung cancer. And they were like, is it pollution? Is it something in the air? Is it the Russians? No, it's probably smoking. And they found that people that didn't smoke didn't seem to get lung cancer as quickly as those who did. And then they figured out that, oh, this could also hurt the heart, and it could cause stroke, and it could cause a variety of things. So, you know, it took them some time to figure that out with smoking. Now, the amount of smoke that the mice were exposed to was similar to what a human would inhale if they vaped regularly for about 3 to 6 years. So what they did is they kind of projected that they tried to compare their findings with mice would kind of equate to a human smoking for 3 to 6 years, vaping. But the mice didn't inhale like humans do. When humans inhale, they're like, I mean, they really suck it up. The mice were just passive breathing, kind of, you know? And so, you know, you can't really predict what would happen with humans. The problem we have, though, is if you have millions of people addicted to nicotine, and we've made it impossible for them to smoke, almost, and now we're going to start making it impossible for them to vape, what are we going to do to the people that need, where are we going to shift them to? Marijuana is probably going to be a go-to, or people might go back to cigarettes. So, you know, we need to be very, very careful and try to offer other alternatives. Maybe a nicotine patch, gum, I don't know. But you can't just ban and not give people a place to go. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are backing the State Department's move to stop Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying before several House committees today. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan claims House Democrats have not treated the witness fairly.
That treatment is the reason why the administration and the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland. We thought he was going to reinforce exactly what Ambassador Volker told us last week.
President Trump insists he's not abandoning Kurdish-led forces as he defends Washington's relationship with Turkey in the face of angry backlash at his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. Key allies of the president, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have expressed concern regarding the president's plan as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jonathan wants me to comment on this teacher that got fired for not using transgender pronouns. You know, I heard about this. I think this was in the news a few days ago or early last week. And, yeah, I don't know if you guys heard about this. So apparently there was a teacher from West Point High School, and I think that's Virginia, if I'm correct. I have to look it up, okay? There's a teacher in Virginia who, I guess, there was a biological girl student who decided to identify as a transgender boy. And he didn't use a male pronoun. His name is Peter Vlaming. He explained to the school that as a Christian, he believes that God made humans male and female, and that a girl cannot become a boy. According to the Daily Signal, he tried to work with the school. He agreed to call the student by her new masculine name. He asked permission to avoid pronouns altogether when speaking about the student in her absence. So third-person pronouns, he or she, is used when someone's absent. So this could not be said, I guess, a failure of courtesy. I think we're supposed to use Z-H-E. See, this is the thing. Everybody needs to be schooled on what we're supposed to do. Because, you know, we don't want people getting fired or losing their jobs or being accused of discrimination if they kind of haven't gotten the memo. And I guess we still have a lot of people that haven't gotten the memo on what terms to use. So he was fine calling her by her new name. You know, we have a transgender member in our extended family, and they have a new name, and we call them by the new name. And we also, I guess, in society now, have rather than using pronouns singular and plural, you know, because so in English and in grammar school, if you talked about, let's say, the, you know, kitty cats, and there was one kitty cat that was a male or female, and you would say, you know, he likes milk or she likes milk. You would say, we would now kind of go, yeah, well, you know, they like, how do I explain it? They're, you know, you might use a plural pronoun. I'm wondering how that's going to happen in school now, where if people want to not gender assign, if they're going to just go to the plural or use it. But, you know, it, I think, can also be discriminatory. So, you know, they, including the one, likes milk. So I'm not sure how they're handling that in English class. So we got to get a teacher on to kind of tell us how that works. But the teacher, Mr. Vlaming, says using a false pronoun was to deny God's purposeful design, and that he could not do. He goes, I did agree to use the new masculine name and to avoid female pronouns. I won't use male pronouns with a female student. So if the female student wanted to call herself, let's say, Andrew, he was fine calling her Andrew and not saying get her book. But he wouldn't, I guess, just validate by saying his. Okay? So the school board fired him by unanimous vote and for insubordination. So, the Daily Signal brings back an article from, or a case from 1943 on whether a school could force someone to salute the American flag. And the Supreme Court wrote in strong, clear terms, if there is any fixed star in our constitutional constellation, it is that no official, high or petty, can prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, religion, or other matters of opinion, or force citizens to confess by word or act their faith therein. Then the court affirmed the First Amendment right to not recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Justice Anthony Kennedy, before he retired, explained that it is not forward-thinking to force individuals to be an instrument for fostering public adherence to an ideological point of view, find acceptable. So a lot of liberal progress and thinking has gone into, you can't force somebody to say the Pledge of Allegiance, take a pledge when they don't want to. You can't force somebody to, you know, put their hand over their heart. You can't force them to do that. But then are you forcing somebody to use a pronoun they don't want to use? So I, you know, again, we need consistency. Are we going to, whether you're conservative or liberal, be of the mind where you're not going to force somebody to do anything? You know, this is exactly what happened with the bakers that didn't want to make a cake for the lesbian couple. The couple, if I was the couple, I would do a, you know, probably a bad review, and I would tell all my friends, you know what, these guys, they wouldn't do the cake. Let's go somewhere else. Let's bring all our business to a new restaurant. Okay, new bakery. Okay. But the ACLU got involved, and the ACLU went after the bakery for not making the cake. And I'm like, but you can't force somebody, even if we disagree with their belief, you can't force them to do something that they don't want to do. So I'm not sure. And, you know, maybe we're not getting the whole story. Maybe, you know, you know, he looked like he was willing to, you know, call her. Because, again, if somebody is transgender and says, this is my name, you call me by this name, you call them by their name. Well, it sounds like he did that. So, you know, that this gets tricky. And you know, we think that the Supreme Court is going to have a very easy decision on this next LGBTQ case where you can't fire somebody for coming to work transgender, if that's who they identify with. You know, and you can't discriminate against people based on their LGBTQ rights, right? But what do we do with people that, you know, feel like it is against their religion to, and, you know, people are religious and they have a right to have a religion, you know, to do an act that involves something that they don't believe in. You know, we're against racism, we're against discrimination, and I think those are very easy things to legislate even. But to lose a job because, not that you said something wrong, but because you wouldn't say something, now we need to really get our acts together and figure out how we're going to approach this. You know, I'm not as religious as other people, but I can understand how if somebody feels like, you know, and I told you, you know, and remember, we have people who are, you know, homosexual, transgender in the family, so we're a very, very open, progressive family. But I also understand that if somebody's religious and, you know, they read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and they believe that our society could have the same fate as Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, you can't change what people think, you know. If that's how they feel, that's how they feel. And if they don't want to feel like they're partaking in that, do they have a right? Whether you and I believe that we're Sodom and Gomorrah is moot. It's, if people think that, you know, in the Bible, it's a sacrilege to, you know, to do something that contributes to a homosexual bond or a transgender transformation, that's a part of their religion, whether you agree with the religion or not. And does the Constitution protect them? We may disagree with it, and we may be like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, let them have the cake. But, again, if there's a precedent set, there's a precedent set. So, like, if I don't want to make a cake for somebody that hates Jews, and they have on the cake, you know, Jews suck, I'm not going to make a cake that say Jews suck. Not that that's equitable to what happened with the cake history, but, and I should have a right to say I'm not going to make the cake. But if that looks like I'm discriminating against Nazis, does the law protect me or will the law go against me? So, you know, my point to all this is, I guess we need to kind of figure it out, because I don't think everybody is on the same page. And, you know, we're going to have more people losing their job until we kind of have some guidelines on what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Pacific Gas and Electric Company in California has announced that it's going to turn off power for nearly 650,000 customers starting Wednesday. And I guess this is a public safety shutoff event being considered because Northern California is bracing for critical fire weather conditions and significant wind. As you remember, the fire last year in Northern California had killed, I believe, I don't know what the death toll was, but we had hundreds missing, thousands displaced, and I believe Pacific Gas and Electric Company was criticized for their role. And the utility on Monday night released a list of 30 counties throughout the Sacramento Valley, the Bay Area, and North Bay, of parts of the Northern Sierra Nevada and foothills. And could see anywhere from dozens to tens of thousands of customers lose power at about 4 a.m. tomorrow. Michael Lewis, Senior Vice President of PG&E's Electric Operations, said in a prepared statement that it could take several days to fully restore power after the weather passes and safety inspections are complete. Windy conditions are expected to last through midday Thursday. PG&E has emphasized in recent weeks that full restoration of power requires visual inspection of all transmission and distribution lines throughout affected areas. So, 100,000 customers might lose power in El Dorado, Placer, Yolo counties. Yeah, Yolo. You only live once. Early on Monday, the company confirmed it will shut power down to 5,700 Yolo County customers. The remaining figures, the 639,000 customers across Swain and other counties, are still estimates. And I guess they're still waiting for an official decision. But they're considering power shutoffs to tons of areas. Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, Loomis, Colfax, Granite Bay, El Dorado, Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, Nevada County, Solano. And critical fire conditions are expected to reach, I guess, California late Tuesday night through Thursday afternoon. So there's red flag warnings all over Northern California right now. And they also have a weather watch advisory for the Sacramento Valley. So, you know, how long is the power going to be out? Well, they think it's going to be for several days, which can be huge. Imagine you have a home and you have food in your fridge. You know, I mean, you should hopefully have backup generators. Everybody needs to get some backup generators, my guess. But if you have insulin in your fridge, if you, I mean, this is some serious stuff. You know, having a power outage is like what people are dealing with, when, you know, during a hurricane. It's like, you know, the hurricane causes enough issues. But after the flooding is gone and the floodwaters have receded, the power outages cause a lot of the havoc. In fact, there's even been some theories that a lot of the death and destruction and illness that happens after hurricanes have to do with lack of power. So, you know, PG&E, like I said, was under a lot of fire for the last fire. And so this is a response to, you know, them not being, you know, sued for, you know, any issues that may come with another fire. And it's, you know, and again, I mean, are they overdoing it? Is this more of a, you know, of a like, you know, well, like kind of a passive aggressive thing? I don't know. So, but fire victims, you know, want money. And I'm not exactly sure what had happened. You guys might know the story more. That they think what had happened is that they should have, I guess, cut down power or done something before. See, what happens when you play Monday morning quarterback is you go back and you go, look, okay, this is what should have been done. This is where they should have gone. This is how they should have played. This is the route they should have taken, et cetera. And so, you know, PG&E Corp was under fire because of the, you know, whenever there's a big disaster that's, you know, unforeseeable, if there's any blame that could be placed on surrounding companies, it happens. You know, there's a lot of debate over what had happened with the MGM Corporation in Mandalay Bay. I was talking to somebody in Alabama who was just livid about it, where MGM has to pay about $700-800 million to the victims of the shooting. And MGM wasn't a part of the festival, I don't believe, but because the shooter took out a room at Mandalay Bay, just MGM's luck. Unfortunately, Mandalay Bay offered a place for the shooter to unfortunately kill multiple people, one of the worst shootings in American history, mass murders, and it happened in Las Vegas on October 1st, 2 years ago. So MGM got sued. And again, I don't know about the PG&E's role, you know, and again, it's up for debate. A lot of people think MGM should be sued because it happened on their property. And if their property wasn't there, the shooting might not have happened. But then you wonder, well, if there was another property. You know, I'm not a judge, so I don't know why these rulings go the way they do. I like the fact that the victims, you know, get compensation. I think that's great. It's just there's debate as to who needs to pay. You know, should the past employer of the shooter who didn't fire him or alert authorities that he was a whack job, should they pay? Now, that usually never comes up in court because they're like, well, how was he supposed to know? Well, same thing. How was, you know, the hotel supposed to know? But the hotels, you know, they have money, you know, and they reached the settlement from what we understand willingly. Now, PG&E Corp and a group of insurers urged a judge to reject a competing reorganization plan for the bankruptcy utility. I believe they were going to file bankruptcy. Because the proposal would pay fire victims who lost their homes ahead of insurance companies and unjustly enrich bondholders. Okay, I can't go into that. But under bankruptcy law, insurance companies and the victims of wildfires blamed on PG&E need to be treated equally, which means they'd be paid at the same time and in the same percentage. And I guess there's a reorganization deal that PG&E has to pay for the previous fire. I think these were the 2017 and 2018 wildfires. So the money is supposed to help people recover and rebuild. But PG&E's response now is, all right, we're going to cut power. We're going to cut power so we hopefully don't get blamed for the next fire. We did our due diligence. It's frustrating. All right, let's come up with a happier story. Doggies. People who own a dog can have their life extended. They say if you own a dog, you are more likely to live longer and 65% less at risk for dying of stroke, 24% less at risk of dying of any other cause. Now, we all die, but I guess we might die later if we have a dog than die earlier. They say older people who live alone are a third less likely to die after a heart attack if they had a little furry friend. Loneliness, as you know, plays a role in the detriment of older people. Older people get depressed. They lose their will to live. The problem is I've seen older individuals have animals, and they trip on them. You know, like my dog trips me, my cats trip me. And so we usually, as medical professionals, say, you know, don't have pets that can run around your feet and cause you to fall. So I think it's a nice story, you know, a nice study saying, you know, we want older people to not be alone and, you know, having dogs can help. But, you know, is that really realistic? If the average older person can't clean up the potty, you know, without getting dizzy and falling, or, you know, deal with the dog that's so excited to, you know, see him or her that they trip him, then that's, you know, that's an issue. But the study looked at data on virtually anyone between the ages of 40 and 85 who had been hospitalized after a heart attack or stroke between the years 2001 and 2012. Of those, 155,000 had a stroke. 5% of those owned a dog. But 182,000 had a stroke. And I guess the ones that owned a dog didn't, I guess, have the stroke as quickly. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I think they had a typo in this study. All right, get a dog, I guess. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.